Hey, it's Chaya with the second episode of Freedom with PTSD. So it's crazy because I started this series last week, and soon after that, I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. So for those of you who don't know, my name's Chaya. I actually got married recently. Already last year, I was diagnosed with PTSD. And at first, it was the biggest relief and the biggest fear ever. I was so relieved because everything made sense. My whole life made sense. But then I was so afraid because I didn't know how, there's no cure for PTSD, if I can say that straight up out loud. And there's maybe many, many tools and many techniques and many different, even drugs that you can take. But ultimately, PTSD is something you live with. Now, for those of you who don't know or want some understanding on what PTSD is, there are many, many different formats of how PTSD can show up. It's not just in soldiers who fought in the Vietnam War. And for me, PTSD shows up, Most people, PTSD will show up after traumatic experiences, usually when you're a child, but it can happen even when you're an adult if you were in a traumatic car accident or something like that. PTSD is when the brain, like all brains, wants to protect you. However, unlike most brains, it doesn't know the difference between real danger and danger that it's imagining. Because of the trauma that you've been through, because of how scary that experience was, it's on overdrive trying to make sure that that never happens again, and therefore it's creating danger where there is no danger. Have you ever found yourself feeling extremely anxious? When in a new relationship, dating someone new that actually felt safe? Have you ever felt yourself waiting for that other shoe to drop? Or maybe in a job, or maybe in a community? Maybe you just moved, you started. It can come up anywhere. But ultimately, that feeling that shows up, that's really a protector. That's your brain trying to protect you from it happening again. Now, PTSD is when that part of the brain goes haywire. So the amygdala is where trauma gets stored, and at any point in time where the amygdala gets, and I like to point that out, it's on your neck, but it's in the back of your neck. So if you feel there, sometimes you'll feel a lot of tension there, but if you feel there right now, I want to invite you just to feel it for a second and tell it to relax. And notice how much tension goes in that little small place in your body. That will usually hold the most tension of any part in your body. So, to break it down real simply, once you've gone through something really traumatic, your body is determined to make sure it never happens again. So, anytime you are, for example, like me, I have been abused when I was a little girl, and therefore sexually abused when I was a little girl, and therefore when I got older and I would be around people that felt dangerous, and I was right about that, but my brain would go into a danger zone right away, and it would start to send me memories of what used to be. And the amygdala goes to the part in your brain that has all the memories. I don't know why it just slipped my mind. I use it all the time, but sometimes that happens. And it literally brings back memories, and it's showing you, hey, this is what happens in this scenario. So what it does is, sometimes as it's trying to protect you, you go back. For me, what it did was, it would take me back to when I was 5 years old and I couldn't do anything. So here I am, a grown-up girl, and I become a 5-year-old who can't communicate or do anything, and therefore someone can come and abuse her without any problem. Now, that's complex PTSD, which is what I'm learning right now about, which I just got diagnosed with, which is yay, all the the blessings are pouring in. No, but really the blessings are pouring in, because finally, I hate diagnosis, but diagnoses are actually, in my opinion, the way to help ourselves. You see, knowing that I have complex PTSD means I can go now and get better help in the specifics. I can research, I can read every book there is on that and learn everything possible on that. And even like it's cool because I started this podcast before I knew that I was about to get diagnosed with a level further of PTSD, and I just feel like it's a great opportunity for me to, check in once a week, just to see, what my growth is in this area and keep me accountable to actually growing in PTSD and keep you learning about it as it's happening, like real life, real time, real talk. I every morning I do real talk. Or actually I'm getting back to it. I try to do real talk, which is like just a minute of like real, honest, human to human conversation, human to human like feelings and just really getting to the core of being human. I feel like everything out there is busy like trying to make us look more perfect than we are. No, we are perfect by the means of being who we are, which is beings that are not machines and not gods, that are human, that have ups, that have downs. So I like to embrace that. That's what I'm all about. Now, I digressed a little bit. Complex PTSD, which I just got diagnosed with, is something that is similar to what I was describing, but it's actually a step further because it's basically I can at any moment go back to a memory from my past as if I'm in it, like right then and there. So in PTSD, you many times won't even realize that you're experiencing it. It'll just be a sensation in your body, in your chest. Like it'll be a sensation of fear, or extra anxiety, even panic attacks. They can be produced by PTSD, so they can be triggered by it. But when it comes down to complex PTSD, is usually you can notice that you're going through it because you really remember what was. So there'll be times where I'll be sitting, in the middle of whatever it is, and suddenly be like, oh no, I'm back in my home. I remember what happened. This is going on. That's going on. And I literally lose track of where I'm at. So it's interesting because once I got diagnosed with it, something like clicked in my brain of like, what haven't I been communicating that that's what's happening to me? Like, how come I wasn't diagnosed earlier? And then I realized that PTSD is not simple. It's really not. It shows up differently, it's complicated. And what I really want to leave off with today is what I did over the weekend. So I, after being diagnosed, I experienced a whole new level of PTSD. It was crazy. I think it's almost like it invited everything in. And I was having actually one of the best weekends ever, like seriously an amazing weekend, just peaceful and calm. But then I would like swap between peaceful and calm and then literally go back to these horrible memories and just times that, thank God, are way past. And now, as I sit here, I can tell you Sunday, I finally decided I'm gonna take over. Like, this is my life. I get to decide and I wanna do it. And I decided to be my own coach because I actually coach. So I decided to be my own coach and I decided, what would I say if this was my client? And I stopped myself and I said, okay, I get it. Like, you have PTSD. I know it's hard, but what do you want from today? And I stopped myself and I actually stopped myself with my husband and I described to him where I'm at. And we really sat down and we ended up doing a really beautiful meditation. And throughout the meditation, what I kept saying is, I decide. So if you experience PTSD, and even if you don't, this is the best tool. If you're stuck in any way, or you just want to get further in life, you want to keep moving. Taking back ownership of the decision to move forward. I'm not even talking about moving forward because that comes after. We need to make a decision that's so strong and keep walking after it for it to become natural for us to do without thinking so much, without talking ourselves out of it, without fearing it so much. But that all starts with a decision to do more, a decision to be courageous in areas that are hard to be courageous. So I decided. I decided then and there that I was going to try something different. I was going to just allow myself the opportunity to flow with this. I don't have to rush anything. I have PTSD for the rest of my life. Maybe it'll go away at some point. I'm okay with that. But like, I don't have to rush. I don't have to rush to figure it out. I don't have to rush to anything, and everything will work itself out. And my decision for that day was that I would let it go. I would let myself enjoy myself. Even if stuff come up, I would still allow myself the gift of enjoying the here and now. And it was crazy because after that, I enjoyed the here and now. Because even when things came up, they didn't take over me because I said, I see you. I get it. Come be with me. Here and now is okay. And that's the ultimate of what I'm observing as the most important thing in PTSD is to be able to allow yourself the gift of really accessing the here and now more so than most people. Most people need it, everyone needs it. But people with PTSD, I believe if you're listening to me right now and you have PTSD, explore that. I explored the power of now over 40, just about 40 times right now. And that was it. That's how I, reading that book, hearing the audiobook, it all really just anchored in the concept of here and now. And that is the only way through PTSD. So I look forward to seeing you again and sharing with you how my journey proceeds and how I find the real freedom that I'm looking for within PTSD. That's how I did it in one day, in just a couple of minutes, by reclaiming my decision-making process. Regardless of what comes up, I can still decide where do I land. I don't have to control the whole entire thing of how I go and what I do, but I can decide where I land. And by deciding where I keep going to, I can keep coming back and creating a consistency of what I want and where I'm going, despite anything that comes up. So that's just the first step that I've been learning right now, and I look forward to showing you more and sharing with you what I learned. See you.